Where in the Bible will I find who has the power over death? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Paul states that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. It was through Satan's power that death was brought on man. Satan tempted Eve, and then Adam, and by tempting them he had the power of death. For this cause the Son of God came to earth. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through their fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2:14 and 15. Jesus came to break Satan's power of death over the whole human race. Christ's power over death has not yet been fully exercised, but it will be when he comes back to claim his own. The Scripture says, "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet." The last enemy to be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15:26. When Christ returns, he will have power over death and the grave. He will then abdicate his throne, giving the kingdom back to his Father. Verse 24 of 1 Corinthians 15. Then will be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting?" But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:54 through 57, the victory will be complete. When Christ returns, the dead will arise and all saints will meet him in the air. Then there shall be no more sin and death, and time shall be no more, and the power of death is taken from Satan. John 5:28 and 29, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. It is in view of this glorious triumph that Jesus will say, "I have the keys to hell and death," Revelation 1:18. He will then have the power over death eternally, and Satan will be stripped of that power. When our loved ones leave us in death, especially the young members of our families, we have a tendency to blame God for taking them away from us. We should be thanking God that we were allowed the blessings of having them with us as long as they were here.